Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Now let's look. Here in this story, they commonly call this guy Thomas, Doubting Thomas. And that's actually a misnomer because he's not Doubting Thomas. He's flat out Unbelieving Thomas. What's the difference? Let's look at it. Doubt is to be uncertain about, to consider questionable or unlikely. Doubting is like, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I really don't know. I don't have enough evidence. I ain't saying it ain't true. I'm not saying it is true, but I kind of doubt that it's true. You know what I'm saying? That's doubt. Now, unbelief is defined as disbelief, rejection of belief, refusal to believe. Now, what does Thomas's statement, "I will not believe," sound like to you? Doubt or unbelief? I will not to believe. My will is not to believe. That doesn't sound like somebody, maybe that's Jesus. Maybe y'all saw him. Maybe y'all didn't see him. I don't really know. I don't know if y'all saw him, if y'all. I kind of doubt you saw him because I saw him hang him up there, put him up on the tree. But I don't know. Thomas said, I ain't going to believe that. I am not going to believe that. Do not try and tell me Jesus lied. He's dead. I saw the body. That's unbelief, people. And unbelief is a far more egregious sin than just doubt. A person with doubt lacks evidence. A person won't believe chosen. Have you chosen not to believe in God? Or do you just not haven't heard enough to have faith yet? Which one is it? Because some people have put their stake up, there is no God. The Bible said the fool have said in his heart, there is no God. They say the fool because it's within every person's heart a knowledge of God and a knowledge of good and evil. Ever since the tree was taken, we know good from evil. We know right from wrong. We know there's good. You know that. You spend your whole life running from it, refusing to believe, being in unbelief, the sin of unbelief, as opposed to I just want more information. Matter of fact, Satan to keep you away from church to make sure you don't get any more information, to make sure you don't get faith, to overcome unbelief and get saved. Because he doesn't want you to say, I believe by choice. I hadn't seen a thing. I don't know. Just I believe. I choose volitionally of my own will to believe. I believe. That's what he doesn't want you to do. He wants you to stay lost in your sins so that his resurrection has no meaning, so that his death has no meaning for you. When he loves you so much, he wants to see you born again. He wants to see you saved. Unbelief is disbelief, rejection of belief, refusing to believe. Thomas said, I will not believe. He could have chosen to believe, but his will was not to believe. Thomas said that he would only believe if he could see and if he could touch. I will not believe it unless I have empirical evidence. I need to see him, the holes. I need to touch and stick my finger in his side, or I will not to believe. Unbelief, people. Now, let's see what Jesus thought about that. Let's look at verse 26, John 20, 26. And it says, after 8 days, Jesus originally appeared, and after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors were closed, Jesus just appeared. I mean, that shocked you right there, just boom, the doors closed, and he appears. The door was shut behind him, and he stood in the midst of them, and he said, peace to you. Then he said to Thomas, so Jesus was kind of on a mission when he came back. He like, I didn't talk to these boys, they all believe, they all good. Thomas, let me talk to you. You imagine the picture. He appeared in the room. Sound like Thomas about to get rebuked. Jesus just pop up like, Father, I'll be back. I got to go down here and check on Thomas because he tripping. I walk there. I talk to people. It's like I'm talking to folks and they ain't paying no attention. Father, I'll be right back. He go down there. Poof, he just appear in the room. How y'all doing? Peace be with you. Thomas. That's what he said. Reach your finger here. Look at my hands, man. Look, see, touch. I know it's what you need. See, touch. And reach your hand here, too. put it into my side. Here, stick your finger. See, whoa, it goes in and out like that. Whoa. Thomas, don't be unbelieving, but believing. The will of God is for you not to be unbelieving. Anything in the Word, not just the existence of Christ, the Word of God concerning tithing, don't be unbelieving, be believing. The Word of God concerning what food you should eat and not eat, be believing, not unbelieving. The Word of God concerning how you should love your wife or your husband, be believing, not unbelieving. The Word of God concerning eternity, be believing, not unbelieving. The will of God is that you be believing, not unbelieving. And Thomas answered and said to Jesus, my Lord, my God. Oh, now that you done saw and touched something, now you believe. Now you don't believe. You skip right past belief. Now you know. So you never did believe. I ain't believing nothing till I know it. And Thomas answered and said to Jesus, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you've seen me, you've believed. But blessed are those who have not seen me, and yet they still have believed. Do you want to be blessed? Then you got to be able to believe in Jesus. Believe every word without having to see a thing. Because in believing, so shall ye see. In the world, seeing is believing. In the kingdom of God, believing is seeing. You believe the word, and God is pleased by your faith. Remember Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. For they that would come to him must believe that he is, and they must believe he's a rewarder. Now, some churches don't believe God's a rewarder. They believe you just got to suffer and suffer for Jesus, and then in the heaven you'll be rewarded. But Jesus said, if you obey me and keep my words, my commandments, and my statutes, and do not turn away from them, you shall be blessed in this life and in the next. But some people don't choose to believe that, so they don't have any blessing in this life. And they'll get mad at you if you're blessed in this life and say you're a prosperity preacher. Well, if you say I'm a poverty preacher, you're lying. Poverty, God, Jesus came to redeem me from poverty, from sickness, and from spiritual death. And in heaven, there ain't no need of redeeming me from poverty, sickness, and spiritual death, because those don't exist in heaven. The only place those three exist is on this earth. So if he's going to redeem me, he got to do it where I can use it at. So I always look at people funny if they say, oh, you want them prosperity preachers? I said, sure am. You want those poverty preachers, right? And then they look like it's a shock. Well, you one or the other. Concerning being blessed, either God wants you blessed or he doesn't want you blessed. You can look at people and say, you one of those sickness preachers. You believe all the miracles went out with our apostles and God ain't healing nobody today. What, you think he lost his power? You think people more disobedient? Well, what do you think it is? Oh, it ain't us, it's God. So the one who changes not has changed. It used to be his will to heal people, but it's not anymore. He only wanted to heal those people in the first century. That's what God has changed. Is that what you're saying? No, I'm not saying that, but you must be saying that because we know it's his will to heal. We know it's his will to do these different things. But see, it gets very confusing. Theology gets very confusing when you believe what you want to instead of believing all that is written. When you pick and choose what you want to, you run into conflicts with your doctrine. When you say, God, I see it, God said it, that settles it. Your doctrine is pretty clear because it's already written by somebody else. You just got to believe it and follow it. But when you want to take it and say, I like this part, I like that part, well, when you break it up, there's problems where conflict come up. Believe it all is all true. Believe it all or throw it all out. Because you can't differentiate what part of the 66 books you want to pick and choose and somebody else not be able to pick and choose a different part. You either believe it as it's written, correctly contextualized according to original languages, or you throw it all out, because if you start picking and choosing, it has no value at all. The Word of God is the Word of God. Do you pick and choose that Jesus had a right arm but not a left arm? Would you tear up the Word? Do you pull parts and pieces out of it? I believe he was who he said he was, every part, every bit. I believe he came for the purpose they said, because I believe. I believe. That's simple. Except you come to me with a childlike faith, you'll nowise enter the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because you tell a child something, there's a Santa Claus. Oh, when he coming? There's a Jesus. There ain't no Jesus. I ain't seen no Jesus. Well, you surely ain't coming like a child. You say, wow, Pastor Cook, that sound like, you know, that sound like you trying to say, like, just believe. That's exactly what I'm saying. Only believe. Only believe. It says, Smith Wigglesworth, you'd have them sing, all things are possible, only believe. That's all he told them to do when they come in the healing line. I don't want no theology. Don't want no, is it going to happen? Is God going to work? It's going to hit me later, 3 days later. Just believe and God shall heal you now. Jack Coe said the same thing. These people lined people up and they got healed. Everybody who would only believe. But if you get back in your excommunication again and you get to thinking and wonder, well, that can't happen because my grandmother, she died and I know she loved God, you don't know what your grandmother believed. She might be in heaven, but she might have not believed in healing. Your grandmother might not ever study healing. She just wanted magic happen, but without faith, which came by hearing, grandma went to a church to talk doubt and unbelief. Most teaching is embalmed with doubt and unbelief. When somebody stand up and tell you God doesn't want you to prosper, or they attack somebody who believes in prosperity, you think you're going to be at that church and have faith for prosperity? If somebody tell you grace is a magic wand and you can sin and do all you want to do, when the Bible says do not sin, God forbid, nay, this is not, you've got a mad interpretation if you think grace is given to sin. It's not given to sin. Never use grace as an excuse to sin. Stop sinning. Sin no more. Go thy way. Do it no more. Give it up. Show the grace of God to a born-again believer. Don't frustrate it. Let it come in and change you. Well, you were once old, but now grace has made all things new. I used to have a taste for that sin. I don't have a taste for it. My body still wants to do it, but thank God I know I'm not my body. I believe I'm a spirit made in the likeness and the image of God, and my spirit can tell my flesh no, because they that walk after flesh shall not enter the kingdom of God. Grace does not excuse sin for the believer. It excuses sin for the sinner. They couldn't straighten up if they wanted to. They've got to have 100% charis, the Greek word for grace, unmerited, earn our favor. When you get saved, your butt better get right.
Hello, friends and partners. I want to make you aware of an urgent need and ask for your help. For months now, it's been progressively difficult to bear the financial load of this broadcast without your assistance. I want you to honestly consider the value of this program to you and your family and give generously today to help the Positive Change broadcast remain on your station. If you have a church that you attend regularly, your tithe belongs there. But if the Positive Change broadcast is the storehouse where you receive the majority of your spiritual teaching, please consider paying your tithe into this ministry until you find a home church. Also, if you have a church and you've been receiving the Word of God in the mornings from this broadcast, give your best offering today so the Positive Change broadcast can continue being available to you in the mornings when you get ready for your day or on your commute to work. The Positive Change broadcast has been available on this station for 6 years, but I need you to give online today at joyfaith.com and pay your tithe and or give a generous offering so we can continue sharing our mornings. I believe your generous seed sown into this good soil will reap a mighty harvest. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that each person whom this ministry has blessed will bless this ministry today. I thank you that as they sow generously into the good soil, that each one of them will reap a continual harvest. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'm looking forward to hearing from you online at joyfaith.com today. It's the most convenient way to give. You can give by debit, credit, or online check. So log on to joyfaith.com today so the Positive Change broadcast can continue on this station. Be blessed and have an awesome day. Thank you for helping me make a positive change in the lives of the listeners in your area. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, 2 blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krauss & Crane Incorporated. Celebrate.